Hey folks, Brad here with the Maritime Paintball Podcast, and with episode 300 quickly upon us, I decided that the podcast was in need for a serious facelift. This week, I announced the changes that'll be coming to the podcast, including a new co-host and the shift from Tuesday to Friday. I also announced the new segments that'll be coming to the show and asked you, the listener, what kinds of segments you want to see show up on a regular basis. If you have an idea for a segment or just have questions and comments, shoot me a message on social media or by email, maritimepaintballpodcast@outlook.com. Also, if you enjoy the show, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. It really does help the show out. Now, without further stalling, let's get into this week's episode. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 290 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. And this episode, I say this every time, is a very exciting episode. I'm very, very excited. But I actually mean it this time because, well, I mean it every time, but I'm especially excited this time around because we're going to talk about, well, I'm going to talk, and then I want to know your opinions. That's right, Dr. Rush. Sleep is for the weak. You can sleep when you're dead. Okay. We're going to talk about a bunch of new stuff coming down the pipeline, a bunch of new shit coming, a bunch of new stuff for the podcast coming, and I want your opinions. You, the listeners, are pretty much, you know, like this. I do this because I enjoy doing it, but I enjoy it more when you guys enjoy it. So I want to know your opinions on it, and I want to know, you know, what you think, and if you got any better ideas. I need a new mic stand. My God. I think I've needed a new mic stand for like 2 years now. And I want to know what you guys have ideas. So I think I've got some cool stuff lined up. And you know, obviously I want to know what you guys think. But before we do that, let's just do a real quick, very quick shout out. So I want to say thank you to basically all the sponsors real quick. We're just going to breeze through these and then we'll carry on. So, you know, thank you. First, but not most important. You know what I'm trying to say. PP Swag Bag. You can score 10% off the first bag using code MPP10. Artful Dodger Beard Oil makes my beard look good. Makes it smell better. So go check him out. Artful Dodger Beard Oil. Beardandtattoo.com. Sorry, I'm exhausted. DefconPaintballGear.com. Go check them out. Score yourself 10% off of just about everything on the website, including the supply drop. But you got to kind of double check here and there. Some of the items, it works. Some it doesn't. It's, you know, vendor contracts and all that jazz. But go check them out. DefconPaintballGear.com. Tier 1 Armament, longest standing sponsor of the show so far. Fantastic, guys. If you need anything from MCS or if you need most of your MagFed stuff, like soft goods, hard goods, go check those guys out. They also got a ton of Umarex stuff, which is always fun. And of course, last but certainly not least, if anything, these guys should be first and foremost is the Patreon supporters, Matt S, Matt O, Tim B, Scotian, Dr. Rush. What's happening, Dr. Rush? I see you out there. Jeffrey, Ryan, Alex, and Tony. Fantastic individuals financially supporting the podcast, even as much as $1 a month. If you're in the position to become one, you'd like to become a Patreon supporter, just head on over to patreon.com/maritimepaintballpodcast, and that's where you can find everything there. So, speaking of Patreon, one of the big changes, one of the first changes coming down the pipeline is I'm gonna start putting together, I don't know how long it's going to take, but I'm going to start putting together some Patreon-exclusive interviews. So there's some great guests that I want to bring on the show, but maybe a full hour or even a full half an hour is maybe a little too much time to fill with whatever they're working on. Not to say that what they're doing isn't great. It just means that, you know, maybe it's something that it can be hashed out in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or maybe it can be hashed out in half an hour, but it just doesn't seem to really fit with the podcast. You know what I mean? Like maybe it's a time thing. Like I would love to get some other people on, but maybe they're in the UK or Germany, like Dr. Rush there, and time zones make it difficult, but I still want to do the interview. So the plan is to do these full interviews. So we're talking as long, you know, maybe 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour at most, give or take. These will be uploaded in such a way that only the Patreon supporters we'll be able to watch the full thing. But those of you who watch the show will still be able to see a snippet of it, because what I'll do is when the interview is uploaded, the patrons obviously get it first, but maybe a 3 minute, 4 minute snippet will be broadcasted live onto the podcast, so you guys can watch the snippet, get a taste for it. It'll have the, I'll try and fit as much important stuff as I can into this little 3-4 minute segment. But the idea is I really, really want to give something back to the Patreon supporters, and I got to start doing it. So I've decided, you know what, let's do it. Let's do exclusive interviews only for the Patreon supporters. But, you know, I want you guys to see it as well. So we'll give you the little snippet. So that's one of the first things coming, down the pipeline. So let me know what you think. Please drop it in the comments. I'm actually going to, let's see if we can make this work. Let's do this. I don't know if this works or not. I don't know if it did anything. See if I'm trying to put a question thing up there, and I don't think it's working. I don't really know what's going on. Anyways, if you guys have a suggestion for a segment that you'd like to see on the show, let me know. Hey, look at that. The card popped up. That's great. We could interview the Patreon supporters. Absolutely. If they want to be interviewed, you know, why the hell not? That kind of thing. And then that would be something that for the Patreon supporters, and, you know, a little segment, pops up on the next episode, on the next week. So I think it's a great idea. I like it. Let me know what you think. If you don't like it, let me know. I'm probably still going to go forward with this one. This is an idea that I really like, and I want to make it happen. Really important. This is really important. This next bit is very, very important. Probably should have been the first thing. We're changing the day of the week. We're not starting next week. This change is happening fast. Next week, I will no longer be going live on Tuesdays. We're moving it to Friday. We're going to do Friday, same time, 7:30 Eastern. Whatever that works out to locally for you. So if this is not a great time, we'll figure that one out. But right now, Tuesdays aren't working. Fridays are going to be where I think is going to be a little easier. Fridays are going to be easier to get guests on. Also, see, Mike, Friday's your D&D night. That sucks. Unfortunately, Tuesday is my co-host's D&D night. So we're going to have to figure something out. Maybe you can put me on in the background, because, you know, nothing brings together a D&D group like a random guy talking, right? So hopefully you can make it work. Hopefully you can make it work. Maybe you'll catch it. Maybe you won't. You can watch it afterwards. Either way, know that we still love you, Mike, even though you might not be watching the show live. So Friday at 7:30 PM Eastern, that's happening next week. So you're going to have to wait a little over a week for the next episode. And the next one's going to be pretty cool too. Next episode is we're going to have the new co-host, who I'm not going to introduce yet. I'm going to introduce him on the show. So the co-host will be a regular addition. I can't wait to have a co-host again. I miss having a co-host. I miss having somebody to talk to on a regular basis. So the co-host is coming back, and I'm very excited for that. What I can tell you about him is that, in his own words, he's an everyman. He says he's not as into the scene as I am. I don't know how much in I am, but anyways, I think it's going to be great. I've chatted with him a couple times online, plenty of times at the field. He's a great dude. It's going to be great. I can tell you right away, it's going to work. The segment suggestion did work, Mike. Thank you. The question actually worked, which is kind of cool. Facebook is adding lots of little things that I'm finding, so it's kind of cool. So we're playing around with that. So what did we talk about so far? Friday, same time. New co-host, interview segments for the Patreon supporters, interview segments, well, for the live, and then the full one's going to be for the supporters, right? News. I want to incorporate some kind of like news segment from Paintball World, from all over the world, but only if it makes sense. So I'm not going to report on a brand new field opening up in the middle of absolutely nowhere, you know, in the United States. As cool as that is, that's great that a field opened. I'm not really going to go out of my way to report on that. What I do want to report on, though, is like a new marker being released, or a new mask, or a new mod, or maybe a big field is doing something really wild. Maybe there's some sort of weird one-of-a-kind event happening. Stuff like that. That's the kind of news that I'm going to report on. Something like that. And I think it might not be every week. Probably won't be every week. But it will be when it makes sense. We're going to add a news segment. What is this? Add to graphics queue. I'm still playing with Facebook, so I'm still trying to discover like what all this stuff is. So bear with me here. So we're going to see if this works or not. It seems to be working. It's trying to work anyways. It's really, really small. Let's see if we can fix that. There we go. So folks, please, in the suggestion there, suggest all of your, anything you want, any event that you think would be a great idea. Mike Merlot's tip of the week, which we're absolutely going to do. Kurt coming up with player of the week. Now that's interesting. I like the player of the week idea. So we'd have to work on that one and see, like, maybe, you know, do we go looking for the player of the week, or do we tell, like, should other people tell us about the player of the week? You know, that kind of thing. Cause, I don't want to be the one that decides you're a player of the week. I'd like to see stories come in about you. You know what I mean? Like, I'd like people to be like, yo, you need to talk about this player. And I'd be like, yes, I do. You know? And if we get a ton of them, then we just queue it up, right? Like, I'm just going to queue them up and we'll just get to you. You know what I mean? And we'll just go through the list every week. And that player of the week, you know, maybe somebody says, well, that wasn't really worth it. Well, maybe it wasn't to you, but somebody was obviously impressed. So they deserve a shout out. So we're going to, talk about it. Bill Foote, a picture of the week. Now that is something I would like to include in, maybe on the Instagram feed. I worry that if I do a photo with you, cause this thing transitions into an audio show, which, so the photo of the week wouldn't really transition, but, it's definitely, oh, you know where maybe a picture of the week would work is maybe on the intro screen, you know, where like maybe that would work. Either way, I do like the idea. I'm going to put that into the notes. I'm going to add a picture of the week. Cause that seems like a neat idea. So let's do player of the week. We'll do picture of the week. Yeah. You know what? Either way, we're going to make it work. Marky, yes, absolutely. We're we're talking about beer pong, 100%. No, we're not. Beer pong, I've been. Field of the week. Field of the week would be interesting. It would have to be a legitimate, a real proper shout out. Like, feel, so with like player of the week, I'm willing to, you know, just queue them up one after another and just every week. Everybody gets a shout out kind of thing, right? We'll just go down the list once a week. Boom. Field of the week. The field's got to do something legit. You know, like it's got to do something to at least remotely impress me. I've seen some pretty not great fields. So, you know, just because it's your local field, give me something, you know what I'm saying? Even if it's like they're doing like a big charity event, that would be worth a shout out to me. So, but I don't want to shout out Fields just for the sake of it. Picture of the week, tag the podcast. Yeah, like that's a great idea. And then we'll throw that up on Instagram and Facebook every week. Maybe we'll do it like every Monday or every Tuesday or something. Zach Joseph attempt to say paintball cliches with a straight face, such as, now I can't even say it without giggling or frowning, but like attempt to say paintball cliches with a straight face, such as grow the sport. I can't do it. I sigh when I say the phrase grow the sport. And Marky's bringing up a good point. Field of the week doesn't work. You'd run out of fields after 4 months. I mean, if we went worldwide with the fields, right? If we went worldwide, I mean, there's seven or eight fields here in the Maritimes. Do they all deserve a shout out? No. Am I going to tell you which one doesn't? No. But, you know, if we went across Canada, across the United States, across the world, there's probably some pretty kick-ass fields in Europe that need to be shouted out. Malaysia apparently has a huge paintball scene that I wasn't aware of. So, yeah. Alexander Cameron. Oh, my God. I can't talk. Alexander Cameron. He says, I'm going to watch this as I throw back a cold one on an Ontario bar patio. Can't wait to sling paint with you soon. Much love. Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't wait to get over to Ontario. Can't wait. I got to stop looking at the comments. Margie's filling up my comments here, and it's throwing me off. So what did I got there? We talked about 3-4 minute interview snippets. We're doing, listener stories. I want to do a segment on listener stories is something I was thinking too. Like a player shout out is one thing. Maybe like a player does this great thing where, they organized a charity event. Maybe they organized a tournament by themselves for their field because their field couldn't be bothered to or something. You know what I mean? They do something like that. Like that deserves a shout out. Fuck yeah. But listener stories, I want to tell your stories. You know, maybe you've got something, maybe you did this ridiculously badass move and you've got no video and it's an old school paintball story with no GoPro footage, no shaky footage anywhere. You know, I would love to tell a story. My wife used to do this thing called Bunker Flashbacks and it was amazing. It was this adorable comic where they would actually, her and another paintballer went by the name Cheesy would like sketch and color in these awesome paintball comics. And I thought they were amazing. I loved them. Unfortunately, it became a bit too much and they couldn't keep it going. But I think your stories need to be told. So, I mean, you could easily like shoot me a message or maybe once a week, I'll put up a post and be like, tell me your stories, post your stories below. You type up your stories. Please don't make them novels, but do a great story. And I want to tell your story. And again, like the player of the week, we'll stack them, right? So if we get a ton, you know, we'll just queue them up and we'll get to your story eventually. And maybe we'll tag you in the post when we're going to tell your story. So maybe like story of the week by, and then we'll tag you. So maybe you'll get notified when we go live and it'll, you know, you'd be like, oh fuck yeah, my story's going to get told. Douglas, marker of the week. After every episode, you ask for a line before markers take a vote and that marker gets mentioned on the next episode. Just shooting long balls here. Maybe an idea will get hit. You're close, man. You're close. So as for marker of the week, what I was thinking of doing was actually doing, like a product spotlight. So I got a couple of retailer sponsors, DEF CON and Tier 1 Armament, who sponsor the show. So what I was thinking was to spotlight a new product, or maybe they have a sale or something, like they got something crazy going on that needs to be showcased. And so I would showcase something like that. I feel like the marker thing is just, unfortunately, to put the markers up for a vote, 90% of Facebook is going to say either the T15, the MG100, or a Lux. Like that's what it's going to, or the SL1. Like those are the four markers they're going to all fall back on, or the EMEC. Five markers. You know what I mean? Like there's Facebook, the world of social media rotates through just what's sort of like the newest marker or whatever they've been told is a good marker. And I don't have enough to know. I don't have enough knowledge to know all of it. So I think for the marker stuff, I think we'll showcase the products available through our retail sponsors. That gives them a bit of a bit more of a shout out. Maybe you learn about a new product you didn't know you wanted. And it won't always be a marker. It'll be everything, right? It'll be whatever I decide, or whatever myself and my co-host decide, like we're just going to go through the website and be like, that's fucking cool. We should show that off. You know what I mean? Like, what's that, like something that that was kind of cool, that I seen was the, they're made by Exalt. I think, yeah, they're made by Exalt. It's a little rubber thingy that goes onto your regulator, and it protects the fill nipple, keeps the fill nipple from getting full of dirt. Like, that's a great little product. They're like $15. Like, it's a great item that nobody thinks to own. You know, and soft goods in particular, everyone talks about markers, which again, Douglas, markers, great idea. Markers and masks always get talked about, but you know what doesn't get talked about enough is like, what's a good pair of gloves? What's a good pair of elbow pads? What's a, you know, what's some cool shit that I want to own? Yeah, so that's, so we're talking spotlight. I want to make the spotlight a thing. Exalt makes so much cool soft goods, that that's weird. I thought I heard noises. Exalt makes so many cool little things that if you don't keep up with it, you just sort of miss out. Like, everyone knows they make, microfiber cloths and tech mats, but they also make pod cleaners, like pod squeegees. You know, like, a lot of people don't know what a pod squeegee is. It's, you know, so that's the kind of stuff that needs to be talked about. You know, so, and like, it's already filling up now. Mike's talking about his mechanics gloves. Marky's saying, did you know Exalt got it? Their start in Ontario. I did not know that. That's fantastic. I didn't know Exalt started in Canada. That's awesome. So we got product showcase from retailers, 3 to 4 minutes. A weekly tip. So Mike Merlot dropped that in the suggestions, a weekly tip or tip of the week, which we talked about last week. I think we settled on the name. We're just going to call it Just the Tip because we're all immature, and let's be honest, it's hilarious. So that's going to happen. That's going to be a weekly tip that I'm going to try and avoid the basics and the stuff that everyone should know. You know, oil your marker. Duh. But maybe stuff like, you know, how to keep your gear from smelling like sweaty garbage. You know, how to keep your marker from, like, T15s. A lot of people don't do this. You're supposed to store the barrel outside of the marker. That kind of, those kinds of tips. You know, different ways of, like, keep yourself from passing out on the field. Those kinds of tips. So we're gonna do some cool stuff like that. Wow. So yeah, just the tip. And then I am hearing noise. I think I'm hearing dogs barking on my street. I think is what I'm hearing. So yeah, that kind of stuff. So we're going to get some tips in there. We're going to get just the tip in there every week. And then eventually we'll probably run out of stuff. I don't know. Well, we're going to recycle them. Obviously, if we recycle the tips, I can't say this word without giggling. Now, if we recycle a tip, you know, once every 6 months. Okay. So it gets said twice a year. You know what I mean? Like, so we got it. I guess we got to keep in mind too, like, what might be common knowledge to you is not to me, and what is to me might not be to you. So we got to keep those separate. So we're going to keep, and it's all going to be, listener driven. So I'm going to post up on social medias every week, you know, what's your top tip? What's your, you know, give me your player story, player of the week. Who deserves player of the week? You know, maybe give me your field of the week. What field's doing something cool? Give me your listener stories. I want to know your stories. Tell me your stories. That kind of thing. And we'll go from there. And the nice thing about it is maybe we don't get a player of the week. Maybe it happens that somebody's like, nobody got nominated. No biggie. We're going to skip that segment. No big deal. So we're gonna have enough other ones. Lastly, I think this is the last segment being added so far. And let me know what you guys think of all these segments so far. We're gonna recap them near the end, but I want you to tell me what you think of them. And if you're listening to this on Spotify, shoot me a message and let me know what you think. League updates. So what are your thoughts on, now I'm not going to go super in-depth on the league stuff, just because there's too many, but what do you think about just maybe at the beginning of the podcast, just going through real quick, you know, and talk about, you know, top five teams in the OPP, in the Ontario, in the OPL, in the Ontario Paintball League. Top five teams in the EPPL, the Eastern Paintball Players League. Top five teams in the BC, British Columbia Player Paintball Association, their league. You know, like, not going super, super in-depth. Maybe if I can, maybe if something happens, maybe if, like, there's a final, like, tournament for the OPL or the final tournament for the EPPL, we'll talk about that, and it'll be a great episode. But not every week, but every week we'll keep track of the points. We'll keep track of the points and see what teams are moving up and down, as well as keeping track of, NXL, the World Cup. You know, that's a big deal. A lot of people, hey, Dwayne, what's happening, buddy? You know, a lot of people, keep track of that kind of thing. So maybe we'll just do we'll keep up with the top five, top six teams point wise for NXL. And that way it just gives you a snapshot, right? Just a, you know, a little bit, you just sort of know, right? You can keep, or like if a tournament ends, we'll talk about, you know, the team that won and who they beat and all that jazz. And we'll just keep track of that stuff. Just to make a mention of it. And then of course, when we get close, obviously NXL, we're going to talk about NXL when we get close to it. Maybe one of these days I'll finally get Tom Cole on the show. Maybe that'll actually happen. So yeah, those, and that's the segment ideas. That's what I got so far. Marky, I didn't get a package. What did you send me? Where did you send it? Hopefully you got the right address. Also, there potentially might be a porch pirate in my area, so I'm not sure. Marky, PM me, button, and we'll talk about that and just make sure. Like, if you got a tracking number, what did you ship me? People sending stuff. No, I didn't get a package. So, at least I don't think I did. May or may not explode. Oh, God. You're on a list now, bud. You're just by putting that in, you're in a list. Mike, mention upcoming events, where they are, how to get tickets and spectate. So the only thing I'd be worried about doing upcoming events is that there's so many events that happen. Not to call out somebody, but like Behind the Bunker used to do an event call out, like a shout out, event shout out, where if you just slap their logo on your poster, they would talk about your event on the air. And it got to the point where they were talking about upcoming events for 10 or 15 minutes. Like, it was long. It was a lot, you know, because there are so many events. PRZ in Ontario, just to give you an example, PRZ in Ontario, I think has 10 events or 15 events just in the summer. Like, it's kind of ridiculous. So I would have to really like cut down and decide, like, what belongs on the list of like events, what makes it worth talking about. You know, is it 1,000 players? Is it doing something revolutionary? That kind of thing. Then I would talk about events, upcoming events. But the other thing is like talking about an event that I'm not going to, there's only so much I can talk about it. So, but there's got to be a way. I'm sure there's a way we can work it out. I'm sure there's a way we can make it work. Just got to figure it out. I just don't know how, but that's something we can work on. So, but that's the thing, like, OPL events can easily talk about, I can easily talk about the OPL events, like the league events, easy. dates and times. Very, very easy. Excuse me. That's easy. I could talk about like game one, game two, game three, or whatever is happening. We could talk about OPL. We could talk about EPPL. So that if you want to try and catch it. Unfortunately, EPPL, nothing is streamed, but OPL, I think, yeah, OPL streams their events. So maybe that'll be a good idea to talk about their events because they're being streamed so you can tune in. So that's probably a good idea. Let's see, I'm going to add that in. League updates, including. Sorry about the loud keyboard. Yeah, that works. I'll take that. See, that's great. We're making it happen, folks. Making it happen. So far, let's recap, shall we? So recap. Friday, going forward, starting next week, the show will be live on Friday, not on Tuesdays. Okay? It's gonna be live on Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, the same time as it always has, just on Friday. So we're gonna make that happen. New co-host is coming. Very excited. He'll be showing up next week for his grand entrance is what we're gonna do. We're gonna do grand, and I'm gonna clean up the studio for it. I'm gonna put the markers back up on the wall where they belong, and we'll figure all that stuff out. So that's happening. Segments. Here's what we got so far. We're gonna do weekly news when it makes sense, when there's actually something worth talking about. We're gonna do league updates. We're gonna keep you guys updated with the points of the leagues that are going on around, around, especially in Canada, and then, of course, NXL, because everybody cares about the NXL. And we'll include date events so that you can live stream it. You can watch. Bill, I'll get to you in a second. Weekly tip. We're going to do just the tip once a week. We're going to talk. We'll do a weekly tip on something on your gear or in paintball in general. 3 to 4 minute interview snippets, which will be from the full length, between 15 and 30 minute interviews that will be Patreon exclusive. Okay. Product showcase from retail sponsors. Great. I think it's going to be a great thing to show off some of the cool stuff that's buried on these sites that people don't know about. Because you don't know what you're looking for, right? You don't know what you don't know. Yes, Marky, I had to say just the tip. Product showcase, listener stories. We're going to talk about your stories. I want to tell your story. So we're going to do listener stories once a week. Player of the week, showcase a important player, somebody who deserves a shout out. Picture of the week, may it necessarily be on the live stream. Hell, maybe it will be anyways, but we'll post it up in such a way that it makes sense when we upload to Spotify. And then of course that will be included in social media, Instagram. Field of the week. If the field is worth talking about, absolutely. A rate my gear type thing. Ted's coming up with a rate my gear. We can make that work. I can make that work. So the way I might do that one, and let me know what you think of this, but maybe what we'll do is we'll do once a week, be like, send me a photo of your gear. Marky, that might mark, yeah, field of the month might make more sense. So for rate my gear, maybe what we'll do is we'll get you once a week. We'll put a call out. Show me your gear. Send me a photo of your gear, whether it's you wearing your gear or maybe you've got like a really cool way of displaying it. Show me your gear. We'll take that, right? And then we could do a story. We could do an Instagram story and a Facebook story. We could upload all of them at once, and everybody votes. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. We'll make that one work, and then like we'll let it go for a week, and we'll let the public sort of like vote on the gear, like rate my gear, and then we'll talk. Maybe we'll talk about the number one for that week. I think it'll happen. So, Zach coming in with connect with the local level photographers for the photo of the week. Yes, I agree. Now, by local level, I mean I think you assume like I'm assuming you're talking about like local to me, local to Ontario, local to Quebec, local to wherever, but not the, not snagging them, excuse me, from like Paintball Media or PB Nation. You know, like we'll hunt down some really nice Instagram accounts. So I think that's a great idea. You know, so maybe we'll like, again, I apologize for the keyboard. I really need to change the keyboard out too. I need two keyboards. I need like my gaming keyboard, which is this one. And I need like my podcasting keyboard, which is like a super slim, quiet one. I think that's what needs to happen. I need to rip up my entire studio and redo it. My God, that's what needs to happen. Cause I've already grown tired of this one and I only built it like 8 months ago. It's just the way it goes, I guess. Just the way it goes. So, okay. Yeah. Picture of the week. Field of the week. And let's do a Rate My Gear. Rate My Gear. Was there like a weird website that was just like Rate My Bot or something like that? And it was like super skeezy. The dark days of the internet, I tells you. Yeah. Great idea. I'm loving the idea for that. Yeah, Marky, that's great, man. Post that up in there in the chat. Keep that going. Yeah, so Marky's hosting a tryout for Speedball with Saga this Saturday, 10 a.m. Hot or Not, that's what it was, Nigel. It was called Hot or Not. God, that was skeezy. So skeezy. Oh, God. And everything was like, the photos were just terrible because digital cameras at the time were absolute garbage. My God. Let's bring back some flashbacks. Flashbacks galore. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Okay. What else we got? We got anything else? I think that's it for segments. I think that's it. Because I still need to leave some room on the show for a topic or guest. You know what I mean? So we'll play around with these. We'll make it work. Marky, you're too good, man. You're too good sending that, sending me a 13 CI. You're too good, man. That's, you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to send me that tank. Ted, we will absolutely find a way to make Tinder for paintballers. Except it'll just be nothing but dudes in either like really tight HK army pants or really poofy Vulcan pants. Like, that's all it'll be. I hope the Porch Pirates didn't get it either. Yeah, really hoping they didn't get it because I'm going to be pissed if they did get it. So I'll keep an eye out for it. What sucks is that I'm like 2 days a week. I can't quickly pop home. The rest of the week I can quickly pop home if I have to, but not so much the rest of the week. Okay. I think we got the segments. I think we got a show hammered out here. I think we got something. And I'm very excited. The show is going to get one hell of a facelift. The co-host is going to be coming in. Also, one other thing. I can't remember where that thought was going. YouTube. I think I'm going to kick off streaming on YouTube again. I think that's what's going to happen. I think we're going to kick that back off. And then, so we'll stream to Facebook and YouTube simultaneously. So same, you know, at the same time. So maybe you don't want to watch on Facebook. Maybe you'd rather watch on YouTube. That's fine, whatever. I think we're going to stream between the two of them. And just, you know, get out there a little bit more and get YouTube back up and running because I've fallen off that wagon. And not that I need to make money on YouTube, and I know I won't because I'm just not that dedicated to playing the game that is YouTube. But it just, I you know, need a better spot, need a better place to, besides Facebook, you know, get that stuff out there. So that's all I got. I think we're going to call it a night. So unless you guys have any other ideas for segments, throw them up there in the comments and we'll chat. And please don't be shy. Spitball everything and anything. If I don't like it, I'll tell you. If I think it's a great idea, we'll run with it. And if it needs some work, then it needs some work. No big deal. In the meantime, something I would really appreciate, truly would, is if at any point in time you've got a minute, if you can leave a review for the podcast on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, because they're two separate entities, I guess. I think they are. Maybe they're not anymore. I forget. Anyways, if you could leave a review on via the Apple on, you know, for the podcast, it does. It helps. It kind of legitimizes. It's terrible. I just butchered the hell out of that word. It gives the podcast a little bit more legitimacy. You know, it doesn't, I mean, if you enjoy the show, 5-star, thank you so much. If you don't, be honest, you know, just be totally honest and leave what you think, is the right review. And I was thinking of reading the reviews on the air too, you know, good or bad, you know, we will read the reviews on the air. But I'm worried that there wouldn't be enough reviews and it would just be like one time and done, you know what I mean? So we'll see. But yeah, if you could leave a review, I truly would appreciate it. I can check them every day, or at the very least I can check, every week before I go live. They don't allow 0 stars. No, but a 1-star is basically a 0 on any review. Let's be honest here. So, but yeah, give me an honest review, read it on the air, even if it's only a couple of times and then everyone's done reviewing, we'll see. So yeah, that's all I got. Zach Joseph for segments. I just realized what he typed. Test code Nightmare PB on various sites and see if it works. I will not do that. I will not give that man any more. No, I'm just kidding. that would be a fun way to kill 10 minutes. Just trying Nightmare PB on like Canadian Tire or, I don't know. I wonder if it works on like Pornhub or something. Get a discount on premium. Let's see if we can make something stupid like that happen. It'd be amazing. It really would. So yeah. Okay. That's it. We're out of here. So thank you so much for everyone who stuck around chatting with us and comments. Please remember next week, Friday. It will be Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time is when I'll be going live again. So bear with me. And I'm hoping I will have a new and rejuvenated podcast. Things are going to be going up, 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 up. This new co-host has some great ideas. Bill actually wanted a hint about who the new co-host is. Give you a hint. It's a guy between the ages of 25 and 45, plays paintball, and he lives in the Maritimes. Ba-da-psh. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for him to come on the show. I'm excited to have a co-host again because I think it'll make the show just infinitely better. Because as much as I know you all love listening to my voice, it could be better. It could be better. So that's it. I'm out of here. Thank you so much for everyone who stuck around. Please leave a review and I'll read it on the air and be honest. Yeah, just remember Friday. And if you have any other segment ideas, if you have anything you want to throw my way, just shoot me a private message. And yeah, get ready because the podcast is changing for the better. It's going to be amazing. Dwayne, thank you so much for popping on, man. I know you commented last time and I missed it. And Bill, no, it's not Mike Moore. Keep guessing, though. All right, folks. Until next week. Cheers.